When we bring animals into our homes, we expect them to act like members of the family. But often, as commentator Daniel Pinkwater found out in his own multi-species household, critters have their own ideas.
In order to appreciate what I'm about to tell you, you need only know that Lulu is a sled dog, or possibly some kind of wolf, and Maxine is a Labrador puppy, 11 months old. Maxine is named for another Maxine, also a Labrador, who was with us for many years. When the first Maxine died, Lulu was depressed, and we got a Labrador puppy that the Guiding Eyes for the Blind people had washed out of their program, discerning that she would never make a guide dog. The puppy had a different name, but Lulu clearly expressed a preference for calling her Maxine, so that's what she's called. Lulu looks and behaves like a wolf. Wolves behave in the following manner. They regard themselves as superior to other animals, which includes humans, and they let you know they think so in 100 little ways. In general, she does not cooperate because she is a wolf, and wolves don't have to do anything anyone not a wolf tells them. Now, the old Maxine wanted nothing more than to cooperate. Jill used to talk to her in sentences and give her commands involving several actions, such as, Maxine, go upstairs and get the gray toy, then bring it here and put it on this chair. Maxine would then do as she had been told. The way Jill taught Maxine 1 to understand English was simply by talking to her all the time. Still in the habit with the new Maxine, Jill talks to her, but Maxine has shown no sign so far of understanding anything at all. I mean, anything at all, about anything. The other night, Jill said to Maxine, take your toy upstairs. Maxine said, huh? Take your toy upstairs. Wah? Maxine blinked. Just then, Lulu picked up the toy, ran upstairs with it, and proceeded to fall out laughing. She was hysterical, actually, lying on her back and waving her legs in the air. I believe she was laughing because she was visualizing Jill, open-mouthed, standing in the kitchen, realizing that Lulu has all along understood probably every word we say to her. Of course, Lulu won't cooperate. She will never again take the toy upstairs, or do anything we say. Lulu wants me to add this. It's because I'm a wolf, dummy.
Daniel Pinkwater's dogs rule the roost in New York's Hudson River Valley.